Blog Talk Radio.
Tap that talent.
Welcome to North Carolina.
Tap that talent. Tap that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Tap that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Greetings and Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming at you straight from my studio. I'm out and about in the community again today. I'd like to welcome all of my old friends by saying Habari Ghani, and I'd like to say what's up to my new friends. This is an all-new feature show, starting off with everything I ever wanted to know I learned in social studies class. That's right. You are in the social studies class, the place to be on a Saturday, and we have been talking about various different issues that pertain to human rights as well as our liberal civil rights. And we've also been interviewing people to talk about issues that they might have with their human rights being taken away. Now, we like to focus in on this particular topic today to talk about our Native American heritage and what part do we share in that Native American heritage, and how is it that we could be part Native American and not be able to share in the monetary gains that all of the Natives were given whose names were on the Dow list or on the Freedmen's list. We're going to be up to talk about that in a second, so let us take a short brief intermission, and we'll be back to greet you in the air. So have your questions ready. Our chat rooms are open for those of you who would like to be a co-host. You're welcome to come in. All you need to do is just come into the chat room and drop me a line on the wall and say, hey, Omi, I'd like to be a co-host today. And you're welcome to do so. Stay tuned. We'll meet you in the air. Welcome back, family. And thank you for joining the Care to Read Room. You're in the room of Sherelle M. Garth, known as Omienka 7, Zen New. So please do join us. Our chat rooms are open. If you would like to post something on the chat room, please do so. Now, some of you may wonder that introduction song, Welcome to North Carolina. No, you're not in North Carolina, but it's always good to have a visualization of where you're going. That's where we're headed, to North Carolina. So I put that visualization up front so that I'll be careful to remember that we're on a path, and we're still on that path to bring about restoring peace to Nina Simone in her city of North Carolina as well. So don't think that it's strange that I'm welcoming you to North Carolina, because this is in North Carolina. So I'd like to say hello to the Midwest Indiana, Northwestern Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Miraville, Indiana. I hope that you are locking that dial in at 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. This is the Social Studies Room, and we're talking to all those students who may have skipped Social Studies and those who may have graduated without getting their credits for Social Studies. We want to take you right back to school. Now, in your Social Studies class, you talked about a lot of things, but before we do that, we want to offer up a meditation, and we'd like for you to meditate on the things that you would like to see manifest in this world, such as peace. Maybe we can meditate on peace for once and bring peace about, and we don't have to yell out peace, peace, when there is no peace. Let's take a moment of silence. For the city in St. Louis, Missouri, we're asking that peace be brought about, peace be still. Thank you for doing that meditation. And we're going to be praying continuously for St. Louis, Missouri, that they will come into agreement with the nationalization of giving African Americans rights and exercising their rights at all times. So at this particular moment, they're still fighting, I understand, and we're just sending the word to them to heal the situation there. So once again, the topic today is our Native American heritage. Where does it come from? And how many of us African Americans share in the Native American lifestyle and culture? And how many of us, knowing our heritage, are practicing it? And are there any one of us out there that might know that we're Native American but be ashamed of it? Let's talk about it today. I want to get up front and close and comfortable with you, because we're talking about getting involved in understanding our history. And we don't know our history, unfortunately. A large portion of us have been over here in the United States and have never come over on ships, and our parents did not share in the slave ship of coming here in fortitude of being locked behind chains. So let's talk about it. Now, if Christopher Columbus came here and found that there were natives here and they were Asiatic blacks that were here, then it possibly could have been our mothers and fathers. Now, there is a name called Seminole, meaning runaway slave, and they gave that name to the Seminole Indians for taking in Seminole Indians, which they call runaway slaves. One thing we must understand is that if we were already here, then we were the natives, and maybe China and Mexico came in to our land, and we cohabitated with them to make and to create the non-Melanite natives. That's right. We're looking at non-Melanite natives that are calling themselves the original Asiatic people when they are not. The original Asiatic people had to be black. And because of the climate where we're located in, they had to be black. So are all of us part Native American, you say, Omi? Possibly. But to what degree? That is the question that needs to be answered at the 1300 hour. What degree of Native blood do you have in you, and can you prove it? Now, the proof is upon you to prove, and you will have to go and get death certificates and also birth certificates to prove your authenticity of whether or not you share in the Native heritage. And that is very important. So this class was brought about so that I can urge you to go into the libraries and start working in those genealogy departments and researching your own heritage. If you don't know if you're Native American, just research your heritage anyway, just to find out who you are, so that when you go somewhere, you don't just have to say, I'm an American. What type of American? Where is your heritage from? What is your culture? So it's very vital that we should take this step together to talk about going to the library to refresh our memory about how to use the digest and how to do research. It's very vital that you understand that there is a specialist there. You don't have to do all this alone. You can go in and ask the librarian to acquaint you with a genealogist specialist who will help you to do the research. Every family that has a family reunion needs to continue to do their research. You can never know too much about your family. You always have some quiet kept secrets that you might not even know about. I keep finding them out every day. Now, here's my case in point, and this is my position on it, and I'm sticking to it. Once you find out that your mother carries a Native American heritage, every African American is from the patriotic side. You have a patriotic side, and you have a matriotic side, your mother's side and your father's side. And the child's heritage comes from the mother's side, so you trace the mother's background to find out where she was from and if she was part Native American. More than likely, you will find out that upon tracing the lineage of the African here, most of them cohabitated with Native American. Now, some of the names that you might find is Madagascans, Cherokee, Apache, Seminole, and Creed. You might find that all of these tribes did not mix well together. For example, the Seminole Indians and the Creed were at odds with each other. They weren't mixing well together. There were tribes that actually came together to make up larger tribes. There were tribes that, Bigfoot Indians, who gathered tribes together, four and five tribes, to make a nation. To be exact, there was 500 nations. There were over 300 languages spoken, and we don't know any of them. And we should know at least one of those languages and be bilingual with our American language as well as a native language. It would do us well to know something about the tribes and understanding their language so we can speak to them. We're cut off from our brothers and sisters. And I don't know if this is by choice or not, but it should be to our benefit to go and learn one of those 300 languages. Now, as I said, the Apaches and the Cherokees. The Cherokees were developing constitution, and they also developed a language and an alphabet, and they were teaching themselves the alphabet. It's very vital that you should understand that these people were laying the foundation of the Constitution, and Lincoln became very interested in what they were teaching and wanted to learn the procedure in which they were laying down the Articles and the Constitution and Amendments. And they patterned their Constitution after the Cherokees. Now, the Apaches were very much involved as well. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about here in the Midwest, Indiana. In Indiana, which is in the Tippecanoe County near the Wabash River, they named that area the Prophet Town. And that's where there was a vision that came through two brothers. One of the brothers who had given up and had surrendered his condition, his habit he had. He was an alcoholic, and he was looking for a solution and a way out. And upon him falling to the ground, he had a premonition from God that if he would quit drinking, that God would minister to him. And God did. He showed him solutions and a way to resolve the problems right there at the Tippecanoe County here in the state of Indiana. His brother was more of a revolutionary, and he wanted to carry a message a different way other than using the spiritual way. So it was almost like Moses, the story of Moses and Aaron. His brother, Intekum, decided that he would take the military route, and he took that route to carry the message that his brother had. And his brother's name was changed after he was rehabilitated from being an alcoholic. and he decided not to drink any more of the rum or the liquor that was given to him by the so-called pale face. And he decided that he would live upright. And he told all of the members of that camp that they should do the same thing. And they were very prosperous in carrying the message out to areas like Michigan City, Detroit, Michigan, as well as Ohio. And they were very prosperous. However, their camp was burned to the ground. And his brother had a premonition that he would be killed. And he was killed, just as he prophesied. And he left a message for his son to stay in the fight and never to leave his land. He said that the land belonged to the people. And what I want to tell you is that there are many stories like the one I'm telling you, and we can wag our own tails because we can find out what our denomination is or what our tribe is, and there are many stories to tell. And there are many great, great stories that have never been told before, like the story of Bigfoot that wasn't ever told before. And there are many other stories that I can sit here and tell you, but I want you to do some reading on your own. I want you to find out about the heritage that you carry in this particular trait, because it's very important. Because once you discover that you can prove your heritage and tribal background, you can then go to the Bureau of Labor for the Indian Bureau and make a request that your name be looked up on the Dyer's list or the Freedman list so that you can find out what the benefits are that you are entitled to. That's right. You have some entitlements. That's why it's very necessary that you do this research. And this is an urgency that I'm bringing about this timely topic. You should have done it a long time ago. Now, what does sovereignty mean? If anybody's out there that knows what sovereignty means, call in at 646-478-0270. Sovereignty. You probably heard the word quite a bit. So let's decipher the definition of what sovereignty means. In your own words, of course, you don't have to go get a dictionary. To me, sovereignty means the right to roam across the land and be free to go wherever you want to go and live wherever you want to live and have access to any land that you lay claim on without someone taking hold of it, and the right to have your own religion, to worship in any manner you want to, and have your own rituals, and have your own customs and beliefs and holidays. Now, we've been deprived of that right. We think we are free, but we're not. We've been deprived of that right because all we worship are the religions that come out of our church. We must remember that during the time that Christopher Columbus was here, Christianity was on the scene, and the Romans had issued Christianity in, and they actually developed it under the Nicene Council. And under that, they mandated that all Native Americans become Christians. They either become Christians or they were beaten into submission. A large portion of their children were taken away and put in boarding schools, and they were taught against their religion and against their heritage and told never to use their language ever, sort of like the Africans were. So I tend to believe these people were one and the same. Africans as well as Natives, we were one and the same. There was no difference. And if they couldn't have been here before the doggone African people, so we had to have been those Natives that they're talking about that were beaten in submission because we brought our tribal ways with us and our dance and our song. And we were told that if we spoke any of those words of our language, that we'd have our tongues cut out. Now, this was what was going on during Christianity time. There was only about 20% that actually worshiped on their own Christianity. The other 40% the other percentage was 80% was beaten into submission and told that if they did not worship, the women who actually were the planters, they told them they could no longer plant, that they were to do the housework in the house and be the childbearers and take care of the inside of the home. And the men who were the hunters, they were no longer allowed to hunt and told that now they were supposed to till the land and crop the field. And this was just the opposite of what the Africans taught with Asar and Aset. Asar and Aset, Aset was an agriculturist, and she was the ancient days. She came way before any Native. And Asar and Aset, taught us civilization. Asar and Aset was teaching us about the husbandry, what the husbands would do. He taught us that the husband should go and hunt and bring the food home. But with Aset, she was teaching agriculture to sit down, to plan, and to make decisions of what grains to plant. So she brought us that, and the natives came with that from the south of Africa. That's where they brought all of their teachings. All civilization came out of Africa. Everyone was civilized from Africa. There was no Greek theology. There was only African theology. And as you say, the Greeks brought us reasoning. There was no Greek reasoning. And Aristotle and Hippocrates, as well as Alexander the Great, all knew this. That's why they plundered the libraries over in Egypt to steal everything, over 400 million books out of the library prior to the Bible being born. So therefore, you know that some of these had to be scripts from the Dead Sea Scrolls that were destroyed. They did not want us to have a clue of how to reconnect our heritage. So if those books are missing, there's a great deal of our history that's missing as well. And you ought to be able to be a researcher and start looking for clues that will take you back to the Dead Sea Scrolls and giving you an idea of what those 13 books are that are missing from the Bible. So I mentioned the Bible to let you know that everybody starts creation from the Bible, but that's not our creation story, Africans. We didn't start there. They don't know a time when we weren't here, so we always were here. Maybe at that particular point in timeline for the Bible, that's when Adam and Eve came in. And as you know, Adam was an heir. And it was not our history on Adam. It was someone else's history. Please know this, because you can date back Adam and Eve in the Bible. And the Africans were here long before any Adam and Eve or the Bible was here. Don't believe what I say. Go and prove me wrong and research it. The history books will back me up on it. They've written just about everything down, so it's out there for you to find. If you ever want to hide something, you put it in a book, because no one's not going to look there. But I'm hoping that you are readers and you will consult the books to find the truth. And it's very vital that we should find it soon, because we're slowly perishing. We should have had our sovereignty a long time ago. We should have not been begging for rights or marching for rights, but we should be discussing sovereignty laws so that we can exercise them and we can lay claim on our reparation ourselves. And it's time that all these intelligent people with all these credentials and degrees come out of this nonsense of bickering about marching and voting rights, because we're not getting anywhere with just the vote. People will let you talk when you're not a part of the Constitution and it wasn't written for you, and you continue to call yourself black, you blotted yourself out. You don't exist in the letter of the law. So why don't we try to put ourselves back into the scheme of things by reasoning with these people to let them know we're intelligent enough to bring about a timeline and a platform so we can discuss what our heritage and our rights are. That's why it's very vital that you should know your human rights, and you should understand that these are not just rights that you get from religion rights. These are God-given rights that you're entitled to, and the land belonged to the people. There was no such thing as laying claim on land and putting a price on land. Land did not become important and have any value until a slave was put on that land. And that's history. You can check that out. Don't believe what Omi say. Go back and see if you can prove me wrong. If there's anyone out there that has any history information that would like to share it, call in at 646-478-0270. We're talking about our heritage and our lineage and what part we share in the Native Asiatic man. And are we all black as an African? We can't be. We're mixed with a whole lot of other things, but no one talks about the Native tribes that we share. We talk about our Italian, our German, our Swedish, but we don't talk about our heritage as a Native, which would make us a very old people. Even our Africanism would make us older than our Native. And that's why I say the Native and African are one and the same. They are one and the same. When you've seen the crying native that cries with a tear that they have posted on every poster board, it comes to realization now that someone was lying. The gentleman is not even a Native American. He is Italian on his mother's side and on his father's side. He's been claiming the role of a Native American and getting all the benefits of a Native American. And there are a lot more Natives who are not Natives at all who are getting our birthrights and our benefits, and they're staying on the reservations when it's convenient, but then they move back to the city when it's not convenient. This is a shame that the Natives were beaten down so bad. Their tribes were burnt out, their children were taken away, and their wives and women were raped. Yes, and they were killed. And now everyone wants to share in the heritage who had a part in destroying the Native Americans. There's over 2 million Native Americans in the United States alone. And in the world, there's about 10 million Indians that might be left. And a lot of tribes have been killed off. And we should find out what those tribes are and prove our authenticity and what part we have in the Native American tribe. Not because of benefits, because we would learn more about our mental condition. Do you not know that the Native Americans were given rum? Even though they did not have a sensitivity for rum, they were given rum to make them drunken and drunk and killing off themselves and hurting their families. They were not supposed to drink strong drink. It went straight to their head, and we created a large problem of mental illness amongst the natives who were taking in alcohol and could not tolerate it. And that's what's wrong with a lot of our people now who are taking in substance and strong drink. Because of the Native American blood, you are not to touch the strong drink or to smoke anything that would alter your continence. And that's what's happening to our whole generation because we don't know our heritage and the percentage of Native American we share. It's very important to know this because there's been research done on counseling specifically for the Native Americans who live in the tribal units and who have been colonized. And here's what the big problem was. There was gold everywhere, specifically in Georgia. And they wanted that land in Georgia. And they did everything they could to run the Native Americans off that land. And they ran the Apaches off that land just so they can get access to the gold. And they sent them as far west as they could. And they told them to go west, even though they were in the east and they were finding that this is where God wanted them to be. The Native Americans had many different spiritual beliefs. They did not go to a church to find God. They said God was everywhere and God was a spirit. And they found God through their spiritual practices and their dance. Sometimes they became invoked, just like the Africans did, and they allowed the spirit to invoke them and to bring a message to their community. They were communal people, just like Africans were. Could we possibly be one and the same? Could they be talking about us, making us thinking that they're talking about a red-skinned person and excluding us? Yes, they are excluding us. They created the Freedmen's List so that you would not get the benefits of your forefathers from being an Asiatic, Melanite native, that you would just get bare minimum benefits, and you had to do everything and pay $5 to get on a list called the Dalles List. What some people were doing who were not even Native Americans. They were slipping them a $5 and getting their name on the list. Now these were the ones who helped to kill off the Natives, and then now they are sharing in all their benefits and their rights. Isn't that a shame? Shame on them. So we've got to talk more about this. We've got to put it out there that we're going to research our heritage and claim our sovereignty. Quit asking for someone to give you a vote. The vote has been set up where every 10 years you can lose that ratification. And the vote as well has been set up so that each one of you would think that you were going to get something for your vote when in fact you're getting nothing. They've already decided who they're going to put in office, and whoever they put in office is not necessarily working for you unless you put the most money in. So let's come off of it. Stop the marching. Stop the voting, and let's start coming together to congregate to talk about our sovereignty and how we can build our Constitution and create a sovereignty law that we can truly stand behind and know that we're free. So many of us are sellouts, and we sold out into different hands so that we can get those mere measly benefits. Well, we have tons of benefits that are awaiting us right now. All we need to do is call the Bureau of Indian Society. Tell them who your tribe may be. Ask them if you can go on the Dows list and if your family name appears on there. And if your family name appears on there, then find the necessary documents that you need to prove who you are. And then at the same time, follow through. Don't just stop looking if you don't see their name. Start doing some research under the family tree to find out who grandmother really was. And if she says she was half Indian, don't just look for the straight hair, because that's not the identity of a Native American, just the straight hair. It's just the opposite. Their hair, the true Native American, had kinky hair. So we want to look at the lifestyle. Were they sharing in the lifestyle? If they were sharing in the lifestyle, then we need to try to pattern ourselves after the tribal people. And look, if you don't ward off the old gods that were not yours and the ones that were given to you, and you continue to serve them, the ancestors are going to be mighty angry with you. And that's why they're angry at the Africans now. They left the tribal ways. They left the traditional gods. And we've got to get back to ours, too. Most of us are not Islamic or Christian. We worship in a spiritual way where we worship through the spirit and not through anyone's false, pre-made, painted person that is not represents you. That is part of the problem now. It's blaspheming when you worship something outside of yourself that doesn't look like you. So we've got to get back into our spirituality. And churches, please hear me. You need to conduct a spiritual research on Native Americans and what parts the African American played. And you need to give them the tools that they need to work with to find out where they are situated in history and what their heritage is. Once you find out your heritage, you can begin to start living and getting an answer to a clue of all of the problems you're going through. The average person you walk into, they can tell you all of their heritage and where they're from and who brought them here. But we're lost. We're the lost children and the lost tribe. If we're the lost tribe, then we definitely need to find ourselves. And we need to do a better job of research. And now that we have more access to research tools, we should do better than what we're doing. Why do we have to continue to say we want reparation, but we don't understand our heritage? Once we can explain our heritage, maybe then we won't explain reparation away, because we're certainly entitled to it. Now, I want you to understand one thing. I'm putting these classes on because I want us to be more learned people. I want us to be more conscientious about our heritage and why we must be tribal people and why we must exercise our tradition, why we must understand that we have a different kind of title and we have a different kind of heritage. We have to definitely understand that. We can't continue to go on faking it like we think we're colorblind. No one else is colorblind but us. We love everybody but ourselves. So we got to learn to love ourselves so we can better understand how to equip ourselves to go out in the real world. Now, the chat rooms are open if you would like to make a statement there. Some of you sometimes come back and you write on my comments, and I'd like to see some comments, and I'd like for you to also listen to the show on demand. This is a very important show. This whole month will be very important. Maybe I will free some people. Maybe I'll help some people to find their heritage. Or maybe I'll help some people to find out who their mothers and fathers were. Because we certainly are children without parents. We have negated to look for our heritage. We've done everything to make money, to make a living, but we have not learned our heritage. And not to learn your heritage would mean that you are lost anyway, no matter how much money you make or you can make. So it's very vital that we learn the customs and rituals and tradition, because without a tradition and ritual, you have nothing to pass on to your children. And we want to leave our children with a tradition of heritage. It's very vital that you should actually participate in our room. We have a website that you... We're going to have classes there where you can access information on your human rights. We are opening that room up to you, and it's listed on my webpage. So you can start with your human rights and then start the process of researching your heritage. Yes, we're kin to everybody, and we're related to everyone. We share the bloodline with a lot of people, but it's very important and vital that we learn about our Native American heritage and learn about our Asiatic black self and stop calling ourselves black, because that means you're blotted out and that you're negated in the court of law and that you don't exist. That's why we're treated the way we are in the courtroom, because you've automatically said that you don't exist and you're blotted out. Words are powerful. Be careful how you use them. Understand that the word black has got to come out of our repertoire, and we've got to start using non-immigrant, because we're not an immigrant to this land. We were on this land when God created it, and we have always been on this land, and they don't know a time when we weren't on this land. So therefore, we precede, yes, even Jesus. We preceded Jesus in the ancient days when they talked about Asa Aset preceded Jesus. So therefore, we are old people, and it's very vital that you should understand Degnish, the lady been found in the high mountains, her DNA relates back to that of a black woman, meaning that we're the oldest living fossil. There's the oldest fossil that they had found was that of a black Melanite woman that came from the ancient one. And if the natives perceived that, then they would not be mongoloids. They would be black. And they are not black. They are mongoloids. So therefore, they couldn't have been the very first native. So we want to go to the next level, take our research to a higher level, bring groups together and work together in doing the research and bringing it to the table to discuss. I implore all of you out there who have the show to talk to your people and get them ready, because there's going to come a time when we have to prove our authenticity, and we can't just say we're black anymore, because they are looking at black as having no rights, no authority, and no power. We can't go on calling ourselves blacks anymore. We have got to take on non-immigrant, because we are a part of the land. Just as when God created the land, he created us for the land. So therefore, the people own the land, and everyone should have a piece of it and have a right to it. In the Constitution, take some time to read that, and you'll see how the Constitution was worded, and see if you find yourself in the Constitution. If not, then maybe we ought to be writing our own sovereignty laws and constitution. Maybe that's what we should be getting these degrees for, to help us do the research and to help us to be able to know what to put in a constitution. I thank you so very much for taking your hour out of your day to participate with me and to be a part of this show. And I'd like to invite you back again tomorrow, where we're going to meet at the same time. Now let's take some time out to go into some ghetto dreams. Stay tuned. I'll see you tomorrow at 5:30, same time.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard, I was getting it broad. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks. You looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got to leave. Tossing and turning for two or three weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1-2, this a whole check. Now for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweat. Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on, calmer than my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got free. Tossing and turning for two or three weeks. Oh,
ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young cause the game sold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in, you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause freedom make a motherfucker evil. To the point he down your ass when he sees you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison. Inject the ghetto with the drug, paranoia. Got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out.
I lay awake in my car, corner room, set a candle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being able to give me your hour this evening. And we hope that you'll be able to go and listen to the show on demand. And we'll see you tomorrow at 5:30. Oh, double. Now, our chat rooms are still open, and I don't see anybody in there. And if you'd like to leave a message or a note, please do so. This is a very, very important topic. We want you to understand that every household should be looking up their heritage. Every household should be seeing how they can reconnect. You know, we don't want to wait till Jubilee time and find out that, you know, we are entitled to something. You want to start early to find out what those rights are you're entitled to and find out your heritage, because your heritage can link you to a lot of benefits that you might not even know that exist. So it's very vital that you should find those out. And we're going to end this conversation because we're out and about and it's noise around us, and we'd like to see you back here tomorrow at 5:30, and we ask that you will bring a guest, bring a neighbor, bring somebody that wants to debate or wants to talk about how we can build a nation. There are 500 nations out there, and they've been distorted and scattered, and we'd like for you to find your nation and put it together, because that's exactly what we are, is a tribal nation of people, and we belong to every tribe, the creed. The Iroquois. The Iroquois were the ones that had the five tribes that made up the nation. And they were the ones that are still existing, the Iroquois. And you can find them in parts of the world. And it's very vital that you should find your tribe and unite with them. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And we will say straight ahead and into the future, Gary, Indiana, Maryville, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, straight ahead and into the future. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. We're going to play one more song before we get out of here. Stay tuned.
Are you getting hurt or not?